Well, welcome everybody to St Andrew's and All Saints Online, our first ever service broadcast. And whether you're sitting at home in the comfort of your lounge or on your laptop or on your phone, you are really welcome. Particular welcome to those in our regular congregation, but even more so, a really warm welcome to any of you who may be tuning in during this challenging time who are not normally with us. We hope that you'll enjoy the service today and find some peace and comfort in it. We may not be able to gather in person today, but we can still connect wherever we are to be the church, to support each other and to worship our God, who is the same yesterday, today and forever. Each week in the coming weeks, we're going to have be pre-recording two services, a traditional service here from All Saints and a contemporary service from St Andrew's, so that actually whatever your flavour of churchmanship, you can join us online. We're going to have these services available from 8:30 a.m. on every Sunday from our website, you're able to access that at any point from that time onwards. We're not going to get it right first time, so do bear with us as we experiment with how this will work, but we do hope that you'll find blessing and encouragement in these services at this time of uncertainty. As this is a pre-recorded service, you can pause this service at any time and then continue without missing anything. And you can also watch it at any time too. And we encourage you more than anything to join in with us as you would if you were here in person. Hopefully our regulars have received our hymn books and service book delivered to your house in the last couple of days. And do follow those as you would normally. We're going to be sharing communion together so that actually you might at home before you start, just as a symbolic act, want to get a little bit of bread and wine or grape juice for you to take at the appropriate point in the service as a symbol of us still sharing communion together. We're going to be continuing our series as normal on prayer today as Alice Wills, one of our young adults from Regent College who's exploring her ministry gifts, we'll be speaking today on the subject of praying on our front lines. Front lines which, for many of us, will more than ever before be our neighbourhoods in the coming weeks. But first, let us be still. And lift our eyes at this time to God. And I encourage you to hear these words of reassurance and peace from Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, in whom I trust. So do join with me in turning to page 21 in our service booklets. And we begin with the greeting. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we come now to confess before God. Continuing on page 22. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. And God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. So let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commands and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thoughts and words and deeds, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. And Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And the collect for today on the fourth Sunday of Lent. Merciful God, you know our struggle to serve you. When sin spoils our lives and overshadows our hearts, come to our aid and turn us back to you again, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peter's here with me and is going to come and bring our readings to us this morning.
Our first reading this morning comes from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 to the end. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 17 to the end. David defeats the Philistines. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over Israel, they went up in full force to search for him. But David heard about it and went down to the stronghold. Now the Philistines had come and spread out in the valley of Rephaim. So David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go and attack the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord answered him, "Go, for I will surely hand the Philistines over to you." So David went to Baal Perazim, and there he defeated them. He said, "As waters break out, the Lord has broken out against my enemies before me." So that place was called Baal Perazim. The Philistines abandoned their idols there, and David and his men carried them off. Once more the Philistines came up and spread out in the valley of Ephraim. So David inquired of the Lord, and he answered, "Do not go straight up, but circle around behind them, and attack them in front of the balsam trees. As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, move quickly, because that will mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army." So David did as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our gospel reading is Luke chapter 12, verses 1 to 12. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after the killing of the body has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you are brought before the synagogue, rulers and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
As I said at the beginning, we're going to be continuing our series looking at different types of prayer that we've been looking at since the start of February. And today we're going to be looking at the topic of how do we pray on our front lines, on those places where we find ourselves. We used to say Monday to Saturday, but now we can say Sunday to Sunday, because actually our front lines are all very different in this age. And so Alice is going to come and share with us a few thoughts on that now.
The word front lines can sound big, important, confrontational even, as we think about the front lines going back through history and think, but I don't have anything that big or important in my life. Particularly now for a lot of us as our daily lives have suddenly changed dramatically and become a lot more isolated. But front lines are not just the big issues that we deal with, the activities that take up most of our week. Front lines are in fact anywhere where we encounter other people. Where the sphere of our life touches the sphere of someone else's, that can be a front line. Usually I'd consider my front lines to not just include my work, which is normally the go-to front line for people, but actually it's the places that I go. Shops, petrol stations, the bank, pubs, where I go on days out, where I go for fun, and the people that I meet. Friends, family, neighbours, dog walkers, fellow members of clubs and groups, people behind shop counters. But now, our front lines might have appeared to change dramatically, but actually that doesn't mean that they disappear. All those people on our front lines that we can no longer get to see are still there. Our neighbours, our friends, our family are still there. The shopkeepers, the businesses are still there. In fact, our front lines may increase at this time with increased contact with delivery drivers, with new volunteering opportunities such as in the food bank and delivering food to other people. So how can we best use this time to pray for and support our front lines, old and new? Well, as Christians, we can take examples from the Bible. David, one of the biggest characters in the Old Testament, is known for encounters with people outside his usual circle, such as his very literal front lines with Goliath and the repeated ongoing battles with the Philistine army, who kept threatening Israel even after David had become their king. With all of these successes, it would have been really easy for him to become confident in his own ability to fight these people off, to deal with things by himself. But he didn't. In fact, all of David's biggest successes were the ones when he asked God for help first. When he tried it on his own, he tended to mess up. And so instead of worrying and creating his own plan, when he was faced with this approaching Philistine army, David first prays about what to do. And then he doesn't just ask God about what to do. He doesn't just pray for courage and then go out and get on with it. He listens for an answer. And then not only does he listen, he follows that advice and he trusts what God has told him to do. And because he does all that, he comes out victorious. In the same way, well, we don't know what to do or what to say. We can ask God for guidance and for help and for wisdom, and God is faithful to help us. David didn't just pray and carry on anyway. He acted trusting what God had said. Then the Philistine army came back. He thought he got rid of them. They were defeated. They'd gone away. And then they came back in exactly the same way. How often do we have those niggly little problems that just after we thought we'd dealt with them, it's all sorted, finished, and then they come back? It's so frustrating, and it's so easy to react to them out of impulse and frustration and try even harder than before to really get it sorted this time. But David doesn't do that either. When the Philistines come back again, he doesn't just repeat what he's done before and go to battle against them in the same way, presuming that the same thing will lead to the same outcome. Instead, he goes back to God again and asks again what he should do. So every time he has a decision, every time he goes to do something, he prays first. And this time, God gives David a different solution. Not that the first one didn't work, but God gives him a different solution that relies on God being with them and going before them in this wonderful, supernatural way. It's a victory that's only possible with God's help. And God's help was only possible because David bothered and remembered to stop and to ask for guidance and then to put that into action. He trusted God's ideas more than he trusted his own. This mindset of praying before acting is a great model for us on how to act in our daily lives and how we can be in our encounters and our meetings on our front lines. Instead of trying to act and react, which lots of people are doing, in our own ideas, even if we've encountered it before, the virus situation, I can't say I have. But meeting people on our front lines, those conversations, We could try these conversations like we've had them before, but it's still good to pray so we can approach each situation as if it is new, with God's wisdom and guidance for that time and that person. Indeed, like David, we are far more likely to have positive encounters when we involve God in our everyday, especially now, with routines out the window and the days before us potentially looking like a blank canvas and unknown what is going to fill them. We can pray for God's guidance in how to use our days. Answers may come through a thought, oh, I could bring this person. A little nudge, a little reminder to contact this person, to help this person, to write that letter that you've been meaning to write for a while. It's also important to remember that as Christians, we are not alone. Even if we feel alone or are physically alone because we're isolated in our homes, but we're not alone, because we always have Jesus with us and his Spirit in us. In my life, I try to start each morning by giving the day to God and asking Jesus to walk with me throughout the day, so that it's his plans, not mine. But I tend to find that those days are the ones with the life-giving, unexpected conversations and meetings, but my own agenda very often goes out the window. So it's a little bit risky for your own plans, but it will have a greater blessing on you and on the other people that you're meeting in different ways that you might never have thought of. God is always there to ask for guidance and to talk to you about the activities of your day. He knows you and he cares for you. And because as Christians we have Jesus with us all the time, we can bring him into our situations that appear every day. Jesus is our best friend and a firm foundation that we can talk to and we can hold on to no matter what is going on. And that's not just for ourselves, but that's for other people too. At this time, there is so much fear and so much worry and so much panic in our world. As Christians, we can share the hope and security that we have in this foundation and this friendship with others. So how can we do that? Well, the first thing we can do is we can pray. Even if we can't get to our usual front lines, even if we can't get to the shops or get to the banks, or get to work, let's continue to pray for them. It's these shops and businesses that will be the hardest hit financially at this time. And so even if we can't physically get there to support them and to be with them, we can pray for them. Why don't you keep hold of your diary with all your cancelled events in it? I know this week I've had so many emails of things and I've gone through and had to cross out so much in my diary. But keep hold of that. Because you can pray for those people who are affected by those cancellations. Pray for those shops who are no one walking through the door. They're empty of customers. Pray for those who can't get to work and aren't knowing where their income is going to come from. Let's pray for Malvern and lift up people in prayer that we can no longer support in person. Equally, you may well have our new front lines, so don't forget to pray for them too. It could be your delivery drivers on extra hours now to try and get food out to everybody. Our emergency service workers, the people in hospitals, our care workers. Why not ask them if they'd like prayer too? When you see your neighbour, when you see your delivery driver, maybe a new person that you've never met before. It could be friends, family that you're now having to ring instead of visit. Why not ask them if you can pray for them too? What would they like prayer for? This can take courage, as it can feel a bit scary if you've never asked them for prayer before and you don't know how it will be received. But we can trust that God's Spirit will give us the words to say. As a church, we're inviting everyone, wherever we are, to pray specifically at noon each day for our community. We've created a special St Andrew and All Saints noontime prayer sheet, which you will have either received through your door or you can download from our website, so that we can all pray through it in a united way, especially blessing our communities and all of those around us. And if there are any specific prayer requests that come through from the people around you, through you asking them if they want prayer, these can be prayed through too. We're inviting everyone, all of us, to join up, not in person, in church, but to pray the same prayers wherever you are, to stand together for the people of our town. Even though we may be scattered, we could be united in our prayers. But aside from praying, we can also take action to serve those around us. Are there people around you who need help in shopping or medication? Are there people who would just love a phone call or a letter or a message to keep them included, to keep them loved, and let them know that they're not alone? And the places that we can volunteer, step into new things in our community. It may seem like we're in a helpless situation, and it's just so big that we have no idea how we can make a difference. But just like David, we can pray for guidance on how best to approach our day and the whole situation to make our days better for everyone, not just us, for everyone that we meet. By going with God rather than on our own, we can have a greater impact on the people and the world around us. So why don't you try praying that prayer that I pray in the mornings, asking God what to do with your day, how you can be, who you can contact, encourage, serve during the day, and then just follow those nudges and those thoughts and see what happens. And in both our praying and our serving, we all have the chance to share the hope and the love of God this world so needs to calm the fear. For so many people, the whole world as we know it is shaking. You just have to watch the news to see how every element of society is feeling shaken. And so what a great opportunity we have as Christians to offer the hope of our safe foundation and the never-changing love of God who goes before us to those who don't yet know Jesus, and the love and the assurance that that gives. This is the time for us to share what we have in physical possessions, service, in God's blessing through prayer, and in the hope and the love of God that there is for everyone. Let us pray for those we encounter and share hope and love with them in whatever ways we can. In this time of uncertainty, let us shine out our source of unwavering hope. God is always with us. So include him in your day. Talk with him. Pray for strength, guidance, courage. Invite him to live out his plans through you today. He is a good father and would love to walk your day with you.
Thank you, Alice. So let's dwell for a moment in silence and just reflect upon what Alice has shared with us and what particular parts of that stir with us. And now we're going to continue together by affirming our faith through the words at the bottom of page 24 in the service sheet. We say together in faith, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all things. For by his will they were created and have their being. We believe in God the Son, who was slain. For with his blood he purchased us for God, from every tribe and language, from every people and nation. We believe in God the Holy Spirit. The Spirit and the Bride say, Come, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's kneel or sit as we pray together in this season. And after each section, I'll say the response, Lord, in your mercy, and please respond by saying, Hear our prayer. Lord, in these uncertain and confusing times, we come to you as our strength and refuge, our shield and our deliverer. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to protect us all from the spread of the coronavirus. You are powerful and merciful. Let this be our prayer, the words of Psalm 57. Have mercy on us, our God. Have mercy on us, for in you we take refuge. We will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, who heals, we pray for all the medical professionals dealing daily with the intense pressures of this crisis. We thank you for the researchers working tirelessly to understand the virus. We pray for a miraculous breakthrough and a swift discovery of a cure. In a moment of silence, let us bring to mind anyone known to us in the medical profession. Lord, grant them resilience in weariness, discernment in diagnosis, and compassion upon compassion as they care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all wisdom, we pray for our leaders around the world in all areas of society, national and in local government, our civic and our business leaders. heads of schools, hospitals, and other institutions. You position these people in public service for this hour, and we bless them. We bless them with wisdom beyond their wisdom, faith beyond their faith, and strength beyond their own strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of peace, we pray for our community as we are called to separate from each other. We pray for those that live alone, the vulnerable, the elderly, and the sick. We pray for families as they adjust to life without school, aware of the strain that will be put on family relationships. We pray for business owners in Malvern, and we pray for protection over them. And in a moment of silence, let us offer to God those known to us and the areas of the community that are particularly precious to us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray for ourselves in these uncertain times. Help us to stand on the solid ground that is Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Give us peace where there is anxiety, courage where there is fear, patience where there is impatience, and kindness instead of self-interest. Help us as Christians to have ears to hear and eyes to see in these strange times, and to trust that you will turn all things to your good. And to quote St. Paul to the Ephesians, I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses all knowledge, and that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. We are now going to say the peace together and encourage you that if you're with others as you join us this morning, that you share the peace with those with you. We are the body of Christ. In the one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body. Let us then pursue all that makes for peace and builds up our common life. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And as we come together around the Lord's table, even remotely, we come to encounter God afresh in the bread and the wine. And we're going to be using on this Mothering Sunday Eucharistic Prayer B, which talks about God being like a mother tenderly gathering her children under her arms, and how we need to know God's presence like that at this time. So page 30. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise. Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord, as a mother tenderly gathers her children. You embrace a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. And on the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks. And said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. So, Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour out your Holy Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and the blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Bring us at the last with all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendour for which you have created us through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. And so, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And so we break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. So I invite you, as we take communion, to come wherever you are, and to bring whatever you need to God at this time. May he meet you in this moment. May he give you his comfort and his peace and assure you of his presence. So draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. And so the post-communion prayer, which is so appropriate for today. Lord God, whose blessed Son, our Saviour, gave his back to the smiters and did not hide his face from shame, give us grace to endure the sufferings of this present time with sure confidence in the glory that shall be revealed through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we say, number 20 on page 36. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And we're going to finish with a final hymn today, which Shirley, if you're out there, we thought we'd do your favourite today. Number 748. What a friend we have in Jesus. 746, rather. 746. And it just reminds us as we hear these words, what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. And as we go from here today, may we live that out. May we just know that our God is there and we can carry everything to him in prayer.
Oh, what peace.
So thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a real privilege to share this with you, even though we're at a distance. Just to say that we were due to have our All Saints APCM next Sunday, but that is obviously being postponed, and we'll rearrange that for a future date. But we will be here again for another online traditional service for you, available from 8:30 a.m. on our website next Sunday. And please do know that we are here for all of you at the moment. If you need any further support, do contact the church office to let us know if you're self-isolating or fall ill. Please do keep in contact with each other over the phone, and be assured of our prayers and support for you in whatever way we can at this time. And a final blessing as we go from here. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love each other and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.